rest of us should try to be the lover, because the good feeling is in a lover. When man and a woman become one, that's you. And that one is you. When the units are ripped out, you are that unity. And you are that unity who made this me and us, because you wanted to do something. You wanted to make this unity to happen. For that unity to happen, you have to first make the differences, then unity could happen. That's why you made us all different. And each of us has one eye. But could we see with this eye what the prophets will see, why the selected people will see? Our vision is black or white, is happiness or sorrow. And this eye which is looking at the happiness or sorrow is not qualified to see it. There is something, at the end of the day, love is higher than these two states of feeling. Loving is another kind of feeling, and we cannot really explain it carefully. Painted on your fair face, or because one related the story of the soul that is rent in pieces. Then he goes somewhere that really is the only word that I knew could never be translated, because it's the poetic part that Rumi talks about in love. How Rumi talks? Illogical. Logic crazy. He starts to talk about this love. Being in love is the better and everything. Then you start to talk with the beloved, why the difference, why the distance, and this and that and that. And so, let me change the subject, not to talk about the flower. Everybody likes to talk about flower, but let's talk about the nightingale, which is in love with the flower, because that's the source. Let's go back to the nightingale, which is the loving bird in Iranian mythology. And he said, when I want to talk about that nightingale, you will translate or interpret it to your own feelings. This is not what I'm talking about. All the bad stuff, good stuff you are thinking, these are accidents, they happen. And they will go away. I'm talking about that permanent part of me. The part of me which is really irrelevant to my size, my body, my thinking, or what is that. That real soul of me. Don't talk about it. Then he comes back to talk to us on the table. The guy who is sitting down there that, oh, you as on the team, talk about sunrise, because we believe that we are in the middle of the night and we talk about the sunrise. What is this sunrise? It is becoming one, unity, and all that. How can we talk about that? Because do I know which one is which? When I'm thinking about myself, which one is thinking about which part? Oh, deep down, there is one I could imagine in me, the one which makes the wine active, the one which makes the universe pretty, the one which is really the essence of this biological existence and the machine, because which one is which? He came to those most famous verses that wine in ferment is a beggar's thing for our ferment. Heaven is revolution, a beggar's thing for our consciousness. wine became intoxicated with us. It's not with us, by us. Not we with it. Not we by it. The body came into being from us, not we from it. See where does he go? To the limit that, listen, there is me, that this body belongs to that. And it's not the opposite. Means my breath doesn't belong to me. I belong to the breath. This me, physical me, you see, this belongs to my breath. All of you, you think that you have the ownership of the breath. You miss one point. Remember the breath in her and him and her was the same? So there is one breath. Who is the owner of this breath? It's his. We belong to that breath. My physical existence is a machine to serve my spirit. It's not the reverse, it's not that I have a hand, I have legs, and I have a spirit. It's not like that. You are not the owner of the spirit. Because deep down you are the spirit. Are you your body, really? I mean, if you lose your hands, are you lesser you? Or are you you? Oh, you thought of you, man. Imagine you think that. If you are cut from here and your head is on a machine that feeds it blood and that stuff, then are you lesser you? Who are you? This physical existence and the logical existence claim the ownership of me, but this me is a temporary me. Which part of me is me? The part that is now, or it was 60 years ago. Which one is me? All is me. This will change, the rest will change, that me is me. That's me. The rest is the tool for me to be here. Therefore, we believe the breath is me. And the rest is made for that breath. The clay was meant for that. It was built for that breath. Am I that breath? I am like the bee, and this is like the honeycomb. This is the wax. I made it. It didn't make me. Do you believe in that? When you think about yourself, who are you? Who are you really? You're not this, because you were not this before. We know that, right? All of you were children. Do you remember that? You haven't forgotten that, right? You were a child, right? But you were you before being a child, right? And you know that. Let's go back to find your roots. Excuse the invasion, but you have to go to the moment of conception. That's where you are made. You're you, right? In that moment of conception, what's happening? You are there. You're that cell. You're the cell which is not your mommy's. It comes from your grandma. It's a cell who refused to be your mother. Stopped being your mother, became you. That's what the whole story is, right? After the conception of your grandmother, there was this bunch of cells, they started to divide, they became millions, billions, something like that. Suddenly they decided to make a human being. They started a plan. About 500 of them, they refused to work in this plan. They went dormant, right? The rest made your mother. when your mother arrived to the age, these 500 is started one by one, monthly, looking around for a chance to make another human being. And you are one of them. Absorbing one sperm from the father, the plan for a new human being arises. That's what you are, right? Who is you? You were there before you were there. That's you, you. That's really you. But you never think about that. Because you pay attention to this, you believe you're this. Your life started in the womb of the grandma. This is one step back. And there is another step before that, right? Life comes out of life. There is only one life. All the living creatures are coming out of that, are a branch of that, to do what? To survive. To eat, not to be eaten, reproduce. This is what's happening. There is one life passing on. The flame of life is temporarily here. Okay, which one am I? I could identify with the place of the flame holder, which is this, or I could identify with the flame. I am the flame. I'm not this. I'll try to teach this to this. Because this me, somehow wants to forget all this stupid fellow I was in youth. I go back and laugh at it a little bit. But which one is me? This is a simple question I give, and Johnny said this is a very long story. Therefore let's go back to this fellow. This is a long story because this story must not be talked about this again and again and again. And which one is you? And I'm not in a rush to finish this lovely story because